Hi everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Clayton, and today we have a new teacher on our show.
Hello everyone, I'm Willie.
Well, today we're talking about a young actress named Dakota Fanning.
Yes, it's an interesting story. By the way, Clayton, how old were you when you started to read?
Too young to remember, I think. I don't know, maybe about 5 years old.
Well, you know, that's perfectly normal, right? But for Dakota, it's something different. You know, she started to read when she was much, much younger.
Really? How old?
When she was only 2 years old.
Wow, she must be really smart.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, everybody, we're going to learn more about Dakota Fanning in today's reading.
没有错，我们前两天呢已经看过关于 Dakota 的故事哦。那我们今天要来继续看看她小时候做了什么事情，还有她怎么样运用她的力量去帮助其他的人哦。
Dakota Fanning, Super Child Star.
Reading A.
Dakota is very smart. She began reading and dancing when she was two. When other girls were playing with dolls, she was already talking about going to college. She even made plans for her future. I will act forever. I also want to direct when I get older.
Dakota really is a smart girl. She started reading and studying ballet dancing when she was only two.
没错，她在两岁的时候就已经开始阅读，并且去参加一些芭蕾舞的课程哦。That's really something. You know, I can't even remember what I was doing when I was 2 years old. Maybe learning to walk, I think.
Probably. Well, did you study ballet or dancing when you were little?
No, I didn't take any classes when I was little. Actually, I just played around, unlike Dakota.
Well, let's look at this sentence here. It says, when other girls were playing with dolls, she was already talking about going to college. Now, this just means that while she was a little girl, she was trying to decide which college to go to after she finished high school.
没有错，当这个其他小女生都还在跟洋娃娃玩的时候，这个 Dakota 她已经想到将来要去念大学的事情了。那这有个句型 ，When A was doing something, B was doing something else。那这 was doing 呢，就是过去某个时间正在做什么事情。所以这个整个句型的意思是说，当过去某个时候 A 在做什么事情，同时间 B 也正在做什么事情。所以以我为例哦，那 When other kids were taking different classes。Like music classes or dancing classes. I was playing around.
Well, it seems Dakota is quite serious about her future. Now, future is one of our word power words today, and it just means the time that hasn't come yet, like tomorrow, next week, next year, and so on. So, her future just means what Dakota will do when she is older.
没有错哦，这里这个字呢 ，future 呢，它是个名词，它的意思就是未来的意思哦。以前一部很有名的电影叫做《回到未来》，它的英文片名就叫做《Back to the Future》，It's a very famous movie. So, Clayton, what do you want to do with your future?
Well, I want to have a farm in the future. I think that if I can live and work close to nature, I will be very happy.
Well, that sounds interesting. So, when will you get your farm?
Well, I have made my plan, but I still need to save more money.
好，这里的那个 make plans 的意思呢，就是指拟定计划。那我们注意到动词要用 make 这个动词哦，就是定计划的意思。那我们在后面也可以加 for， 然后再加一个时间，表示你定好什么时候的计划。比如说呢，我已经想好周末的计划要做什么咯。I've made my plans for the weekend. I'm going to get a book and watch a movie. So...What plan did Dakota make?
Dakota's plan is to be an actress forever. Now, forever just means always. So, she wants to be an actress for the rest of her life. She must enjoy it a lot.
没有错 ,forever 就是永远的意思。那我们常听到情人之间呢会互相对对方说 ,I will love you forever, 我会永远爱你。
Forever can also be used to talk about the past. For example, Ted's family has lived in this town forever. It just means that Ted's family has lived in this place for a very long time.
没有错，这个 forever 呢，它也可以用在过去式，它的意思指的是很久很久一段时间。所以刚 Clayton 讲的那个例句呢，就是 Ted 一家人已经住在这个小镇很久很久的时间了。那比如说另外一个例子呢 ，My room is very dirty. It took forever to clean up my room.
Millie, is there anything you want to keep doing forever?
I think exercise maybe. Yeah. So.Dakota wants to act forever, right? So is there anything that she plans to do after she grows up?
There is something. She wants to direct when she is older. Now, on a TV set or a movie set, the director is the person who tells the actors what to do. So when she gets older, she wants to be a director and direct.
没有错哦，这里的 direct 是一个动词，它就是导演一部戏的意思哦。所以我们常听到某某某 directed a film， 某某某 directed a movie， 就是他指导了这部电影的演出哦。那如果指导这部电影演出的人呢，他的名词叫做导演，导演就是我们所谓的 director， 就在动词后面加上 or 就可以了。
So Millie, who is your favorite director?
Well, my favorite director is Ang Lee. You know, I just watched his latest movie, Brokeback Mountain. It's really great.
Well, everybody, we need to take a break, but we will be back in a moment.
Dakota Fanning.Super Child Star.
Reading B.
Dakota also tries her best to help people. She is the youngest member of the Red Cross. She spends time doing free shows for children's hospitals. For her, this is not hard work at all. Dakota believes it's important to find outWhat you want to do. Then, just enjoy it.
So, even though Dakota Fanning is a busy actress and she is only a child, she still tries her best to help people. Now, when you try your best, what you do is you work really hard. You try very hard to do something.
这里 try one's best 的意思呢，就是尽某人的全力哦。这个 once 呢，就是所有格。那我们常在后面呢，再加上 to， 再加上原形动词，它的意思就是尽某人的全力去做什么事情。For example, our students always try their best to memorize the words in our magazine. Good students, right?
They are. Or I could say, I always try my best when I play sports.
Good, okay. So Clayton 呢，他在运动的时候总是全力以赴哦。Okay, so you say Dakota tries her best to help people, right? But how?
She is a member of a group that helps people. Now, when you are a member of a club or a team or a family, that just means you are a person in that group.
没有错 ，member 呢就是成员的意思哦。那我们常听到 family members， 就是你的家庭里面的成员哦。比如说 your parents， your brothers or sisters。那我们也常常听到 team members， 就是所谓的队员。比如说你都是篮球队的，那你的队员就叫做 team members。还有呢 ，club members 可以指俱乐部的会员，或者是指社团的成员哦。So, Clayton, what is the group that Dakota is a member of?
Well, it's called the Red Cross, and it's a group that helps people in need. If something bad happens, like an earthquake or a war, they will go there to help people. They might even help people rebuild their homes, or they might give them water, medicine, other things they need.
这个 the Red Cross 呢，指的就是红十字会哦。那就是每当有不好的事情，像是地震 earthquake 或是呢战争 war 发生的时候呢，这些成员们呢就会到现场去帮忙，或是提供一些必要的资助，比如说他们会提供药物 medicine， 或是提供水 water 等等。Okay, besides that, does she do anything else to help the people?
Yes, she does. She goes to children's hospitals to do free shows. Now, this just means that she goes to hospitals where there are a lot of sick kids, and then she does some kind of show for them to watch.
没有错，这个 children's hospital 呢，顾名思义就是给小孩子的一些医院哦，就是儿童医院。那呢，他都会到那边去做免费的慈善义演。这里有一个字呢，叫 free 呢是形容词，是免费的意思。所以 Dakota 呢，他很善良哦，他都去那边做免费的慈善义演。I think the kids must enjoy her shows very much, right? And it must be a lot of fun for the kids.
It is fun for the kids, and it's fun for Dakota too. She doesn't think of it as work. In other words, she doesn't think it's like her job. For her, it's just like playing.
这里的 work 呢是当名词，通常是不可数哦，它的意思指的是费力的工作。那 work 呢其实也可以当动词，比如说 I work as an English teacher, while my sister works as a doctor. Well,Clayton, you do a lot of different jobs at AMC, right? So which part of your work do you like most?
I guess I'm like Dakota. I like acting the most. And I also like doing shows. You know, over Christmas time, me, Jonathan, Lily, and some others, we went down to the south of Taiwan and we did Christmas shows for the students there. It was a lot of fun. But I want to ask Millie, what part of your job do you like the most?
Well, I think I enjoy chatting with my students. They are just like my friends and even my family members. I enjoy sharing my life with them.
Wow, that's really great. Well, there's one more thing that we need to explain, and that is at all. Now, it says, it's not hard work at all. That's what Dakota thinks about doing the shows. And at all means completely. So what she is saying is it is 100% not hard work doing free shows for kids.
At all 呢指的就是 completely, 它就是完全地的意思哦。那我们通常 at all 前面会跟 not 一起用哦。那 not at all 就是完全不怎么样，一点也不怎么样。比如说我们常听到老师讲的，这次的考试一点也不难。The exam is not difficult at all.
Or I could say,I don't have to work at all on Sunday.
So Clayton 呢他礼拜天完全都不需要工作。Is it true?
Yeah. Okay, everybody. I hope you learned a lot about Dakota Fanning, but we need to go to Word Power now, so don't go away.
Yeah, stay with us.
Word Power.
Day 3 of Dakota Fanning Word Power, and our first word is future. Future.
Future, 它是个名词，指的是未来。
I plan to study in America in the future.
我计划将来去美国读书哦。
Actually, if I go back to school, I want to go to Europe.
Why?
Because it's beautiful there, and I've never been there.
Okay, I see.
Next one is forever.Forever.
Forever 呢是一个副词，永远的。
That teacher was great. I'll remember him forever.
他是一位很棒的老师哦，我一定会永远记得他的。
That's true. We always remember our best teachers. Member. Member.
Member, 它是名词，指的是成员的意思。
John is a member of this tennis club.
John 呢他是这个网球俱乐部的成员哦。
And the last word is work. Work.
Work, 它这里是名词，指的是辛劳工作的意思。
It takes a lot of work to learn English well.
That's right. 没有错哦，要把英文学好是需要下很多的苦功的哦。
That's okay. That's why Millie and I are here to help you.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, don't go away. There's more English learning to come.
Dakota Fanning, Super Child Star. Dakota is very smart. She began reading and dancing when she was 2. When other girls were playing with dolls, she was already talking about going to college. She even made plans for her future. I will act forever. I also want to direct when I get older. Dakota also tries her best to help people. She is the youngest member of the Red Cross. She spends time doing free shows for children's hospitals. For her, this is not hard work at all. Dakota believes it's important to find out what you want to do. Then, just enjoy it.
For this review time, we have a letter to Dakota Fanning, but there are some blanks in this letter that you need to fill in.
没有错，我们今天的 review time 呢，就是填充题。那是一位影迷呢，他写给 Dakota 的信哦，所以我们一起来看一看吧。
Dear Dakota, I am a blank of your fan club.
亲爱的 Dakota, 我是你的影迷俱乐部的一员，所以我是你的成员会员哦。I'm a member of your fan club.
So the fan club is just a group of people that really like Dakota Fanning. Okay, she goes on to write, I hope you can come to Taiwan in the blank.
我希望呢你能够来到台湾哦 ，in the blank. So in the future, right?
Right, in the future. I'll be your biggest fan.Blank.
I will be your biggest fan forever. 我永远都是会是你最强而有力的最大的影迷。
Wow, whoever wrote this letter must like Dakota Fanning very much.
I bet she is. So Clinton, are you a fan of any star?
I really like Angelina Jolie. I would say that I'm a fan of hers.
I think it's because she's beautiful and
smart and kind.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, don't go away. There is more of the show coming up.
Living phrases.
Today, we're playing basketball against the best team in the city.
Then let's try our best to win the game.
But everyone on that team is taller than me.
It's okay. We'll just try our best.
The tallest boy there said he would get 20 points.
It's okay. I'll just try my best to stop him.
He also said he would try his best not to let you get the ball.
Ha, ha, ha.We'll see. By the way, how tall is he?
2 meters. And I heard he's on the school team.
Well then, I'll just try my best to keep up with him.
Just for fun!
So last week we talked about giraffes, and giraffes have a long tongue, so they can taste things that are far away from their head. But here is another animal that can do the same thing without a long tongue.
Butterflies! Well, butterflies taste not with their tongues, but with their feet.
Tasting with your feet?That's so strange. I can't taste with my feet.
It's good that we can't taste with our feet because I don't think the ground would taste very good. But I think that's why butterflies can fly. They don't have to walk on the ground all day like we do, and they don't wear shoes.
Right. And, you know, when butterflies do put their feet on something, it's usually a flower. And, you know, flowers probably taste pretty good. In fact, I've eaten some flowers, and they do taste pretty good.
And they're beautiful, too.
Yeah, but, you know, butterflies, it's very useful for them to be able to taste with their feet. Because before they eat the flower, they want to taste it first. Make sure it's the right kind of flower.
Right, and make sure the flower won't kill them.
Right, because there's some flowers that like to eat butterflies and other animals. So the butterflies can find out quickly if it's a good flower or not by tasting with their feet.
That's a great, amazing animal.
Okay, everybody. That's it for our amazing animals this month. Thanks for listening to Just for Fun.